Hi everyone, Angela Yee here, the creator of Residents of Persephone Park. Get ready for the return of not one, but two seasons this year. Please support our journey by checking out our Indiegogo campaign, like and review this podcast, and tell the whole world we're coming back with new legends, new characters, and new mysteries to unfold.
What is happening?
Did you really think you could run away from a bunch of yokai? You're kind of playing on our turf, you know. Come on. Come on. This way. And put the freaking mask on, would you?
Ow. Our turf? Wait, are you one of them? And what's so important about this mask?
The whole reason that Kitsune gave you that mask was clearly to protect you, wasn't it? So wear it.
Kitsune gave this to me.
Are you kidding? It practically reeks of fox magic.
Well, why are we still running if this mask is supposed to protect me?
It helps you blend in. Obviously, it's not going to work right now when they already know who you are.
So, what do we do?
Run!
We went the wrong way. It's a dead end over here.
What? I could have sworn... Shoot!
Maybe we can barter with them. Tell them it was all just a silly mistake.
We haven't had a human show up here in ages. They're not going to listen.
Okay, so what's your brilliant idea?
I could... Okay. Listen, this is very important, okay? I'm going to get us out of this mess, but I need you to not look at me. Got it?
What? Why?
It doesn't matter why, just don't look.
Okay, just hurry it up. Did you just unzip your pants?
No!
Okay, I know I definitely heard something coming undone, and... How did you make a wall appear? And why does it look like... skin?
Please, I'm begging you, keep quiet and turn around. They'll notice the wall isn't real if we're being loud. Okay. You can turn around now.
What are you? How did you make that wall appear?
Can we go somewhere else to talk? About everything? Now that we've lost the mob and you're properly wearing the mask, no one will recognize you. It should be fine to go out.
Okay, fine. If you say so, but I'm watching you, mister. What are you doing with those leaves? You know I can't eat or drink anything without taking the mask off, right? But I am really hungry. I don't know why, but it feels like I haven't eaten all day. Wait, those leaves? How is there food on the table now? Are you also a kitsune?
Hey, what do you take me for? There's no way I'm a lame creature like those foxes. Anyway, our table is set now. Let's talk. How much do you know about Japanese creatures and their magic?
I know, like, the big four. Kappas are turtle-like demons who like sumo wrestling and want to steal Shirigodama from humans. Kitsunes are fox spirits who are known for their tricks and transformation skills. Then they're like the Tengu and Oni, right? The Tengu are winged goblins with Pinocchio-like red noses.
Well, you're right. Sometimes they're more bird-like and sometimes they're more monkey-like. They were originally depicted as mean creatures opposing Buddhism. They defame Buddha, kidnap monks, rob temples, anything to disrupt the religion. As history changed, their chaotic behavior switched and became associated with war. depicted as strong fighters and masters in martial arts. Nowadays, however, their image has softened, though I still get a little nervous whenever I meet one.
Right, and the Oni are like orcs, right?
Orcs? Is that a Western thing? No. For being some of the most vicious monsters in Japanese mythology, Oni are quite colorful creatures with horns. They are servants of Lord Enma in hell and do their best to hurt mankind, dead or alive.
Wait, but that's not what I've been told as a child.
What did you hear?
It was a story about a red and blue Oni. The village was scared of them, but the red Oni wanted to be friends. So the blue Oni hatched a plan. They would scare the villagers, and the red Oni could play hero to win their hearts. Their plan succeeds, and the red Oni is happy. However, the blue Oni leaves in the end, realizing they have no place in the red Oni's new life.
Ah, a classic. Yes, well, it is a children's story, so it was clearly modified to fit a happier narrative.
Well, that's about everything.
Hey, you're missing the obvious favorite.
What do you mean? What else is there?
Come on. A creature who's brown and furry and super beloved in Japan?
Brown and furry. Like a fox?
A creature that's more original than the rest.
I mean, the kappa sounded pretty original.
What? No, a tanuki.
A tanuki? Like the raccoon dog? Isn't that the creature that has gigantic...
That's not the important part. We're able to transform into more things than Kitsune can, and we're way more friendly than most creatures in general. So, that's why...
Wait, that wall from before? Were they your...
Okay! So you know the stories. We love to drink and gamble and have fun. Yes, we can stretch out certain parts of our body to use for whatever we need, including making a fake wall to fool an angry mob of yokai. Please don't think too deeply about all this.
That was your balls? You made a wall with your balls!
Can you please not shout this out loud to the world? It helped us escape, didn't it? I'm already self-conscious as is. We have better attributes. Let me tell you about one of the stories about us. Like Bumbuku Chagama, the wonderful tea kettle. One time, a tanuki was stuck in a trap. Luckily, an unfortunate merchant was wandering by when he heard the tanuki's cries. Even though the merchant had nothing to give to the tanuki, he still showed him kindness and offered what little he had. Because of that, the tanuki secretly transformed into a fancy tea kettle and became an item for the merchant to sell. The merchant sold the tea kettle to a high priest. However, while the tanuki tried their best to not flinch when being shined, or flee when being boiled, they ultimately failed and ran back to the merchant. The two decided, in the end, it was better to stick together and use the tanuki's transformation magic to perform instead. Well, what do you think?
So, you're also a trickster.
A nice trickster. And yes, there is a difference. Some tricksters out there trick to kill. We just trick to have fun.
Uh-huh. A creature who drinks a bunch, uses his junk, and loves to play tricks. How nice!
Oh, come on. You know that certain body part symbolizes wealth and good fortune? It can be stretched as long as 8 tatami. That's a lot of money.
Why do you care about money when you can just create anything as long as you have leaves?
I'm just saying. Anyways, let's talk about you now. What are you doing here? How did you even know about this place?
I'm looking for my brother. He said he was going to be in this town looking for something, which is why I thought he'd be at the library. My other brother sent over some audio for him to listen to.
Well, I haven't heard of any other humans here in town. Are you guys, like, from an ancient line of Ommyoji or something? But you got caught so easily.
Hey... We're just a normal family with some normal issues. At least, I thought.
Well, Tell me about them.
Where do I start? Like, nearly 7 years ago, my twin brothers got into, like, the first fight they've ever had in their entire lives. We all thought that they were going to the same college, same major, and everything, but Junichi, my oldest brother, decided without telling any of us that he was going to go to some local college as an undecided major. Junpei was then really upset with that because, well, he thought they were going to do everything together. They didn't really talk after that. But then after their graduation, Junie became a shut-in. It was so scary. My parents begged Junpei to come home and reason with him, but he wasn't too successful either. It wasn't until last year when I mentioned studying abroad that he finally showed some interest. Although, where he is now, I don't really know.
That seems like a ton of drama. And wait, so what does the audio have to do with any of it? If he's finally outside and doing things, isn't that a good thing?
Yeah, but still not the same as before. He's not the overnight backpacker kind of guy. And besides, it seems like he was involved with creatures somehow.
Well, you need to go to the park then.
What? But isn't this town full of creatures as well?
Yes, but we're all locals. We know when someone new wanders in. Like you. I would have known if your brother showed up. The park, however, anyone, human, creature, alike, can go there. I mean, it'd be at your own risk, but it is a public park.
Yes, I'm very familiar with the concept.
And anyway, if your family has no ties to our town, I think the park makes more sense. Way more creatures out there.
But why would he come all the way around the world when we had our very own park in New Jersey?
Let's go and ask him ourselves.
Wait, now? I should go back to my hotel. It's been a long day.
Oh, okay. Sounds good. I'll walk you back. You should be fine from now on. But just to be safe.
Thanks. I never want to run for my life like that ever again.
Sam! Oh, there you are!
Alina, ooh! I guess this hug is your way of saying everything is cool between us? And that Drew is alive?
Yes. Of course, without a doubt. My feelings, well, you know me. I like what I like, but I think it's safe to say we're friends and that's all that matters.
That sounds good to me.
I do want to apologize. Again, I should have told you my side as well. We're pretty bad at this, aren't we?
That's very true. But really, it's fine. I'm glad there are no hard feelings on either side.
But I mean, I think it's pretty fair now, isn't it? That we know each other's types?
What do you mean?
I listened to your conversation, Sam. You said you loved someone whose name you didn't even know. You know I know who that is. Don't worry. No one's listened to the more recent stuff yet. The others don't know.
I didn't want to say anything out loud. I'm not even sure he's out.
It's okay. I get it. Some secrets can stay hidden. Just when you see him again, make sure you get that introduction right this time. Okay?
Yeah. Alina, sure.